Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's a Donnie Football Friday here on Pomp and Joe. What a weird time we live in here in Steelers country. And I'm sure people feel that in Baltimore, too. We talked about it in the first segment. The first time this division, the AFC North, formed in 2002, these two teams have never met in December where both of them were at 500 or lower. They're both 6-6 right now. Strange times. And yet, they're playing for first place in this horrible, horrible division. It doesn't feel like Steelers-Ravens. It really hasn't, mostly for a while. There was buzz around last year's game in Baltimore. It hasn't for a while. It really doesn't now. And yet, it feels like a consequential game, like big time, for what may happen here, especially the following week against Miami, Mike Tomlin's future, losing season, all of that. The talk ratchets up if they lose this game. Donnie, I'm going to ask you in a minute if there's a loss that really, really rankles you. Like, what do you think their worst loss was this year? But first, let's hit the phone lines at 412-928-9370. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, and the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm ready, Sean.
All right. You are ready, and so is Rick in Garfield.
Rick, you're here on a Donnie Football Friday. What's up?
Hey, guys. Just a quick comment. I think, like you, I don't have a lot of confidence that the season is going to finish on a positive note. I just think there's just so many factors right now working against the Steelers, including injuries, to people like Patrick Queen and others. So what will likely happen is that the Steelers season does collapse at the end. I think Mike Tomlin is a pretty class act, and I think he will offer his resignation to Art Rooney II. And then it's going to be a decision by Art Rooney as to whether to accept that resignation. And that's presuming, of course, that the season just collapses at the end. And right now, all the indicators
it's collapsing even as we speak. I appreciate the call. Donnie, what do you think of that?
I do like the point that Rick brought up there, because let's face it, I think as many times as we talk about this hypothetical, we always come back to, it's Mike Tomlin's job until Mike Tomlin doesn't want to do that job anymore.
So our friend Benzie wrote about that today. Very good column.
So it would have to be something like what Rick said, where, you know, it really just hits rock bottom for him. And I don't know, maybe he says, I was here almost 20 years, was pretty good for that time, to say the least. Went 7-10 this year. Maybe I want to try something else. Because there's always those stories, too. What I think Josina Anderson had one a couple weeks ago. We always start to get the the mystery stories about there's a longtime NFL coach that may want a change of scenery after this season.
We get the trade stories too, and wouldn't that be the ultimate scenario if the Giants pull in with a top five pick wanting Mike Tomlin?
Trade. I wouldn't be able to shake the hand fast enough.
Me neither. I don't think Art takes the call. He treated the Bears like they were a telemarketer last year.
And the Bears ended up with a savvy young offensive mind, and look at them now.
Look at them
the
now.
The number one seed in the NFC.
Next.
We will go to Eric in Brookline.
One of my favorite places. Hello, Eric.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I got some comments on the Doom and Gloom podcast you guys are hosting right now. Who has Baltimore beat to make you even think they have the overwhelming support of beating Pittsburgh? And George Pickens, what he did last night is the exact reason why this coach got rid of him. And nobody talking about that.
Oh, but we're going to talk about that. Believe me, we're going to talk about Pickens. We're going to talk about Pickens.
Doom and gloom, but please tell me, who has Baltimore beat to make you think they're just going to walk all over Pittsburgh? Some of this city might have gave up on Coach Tomlin. There's a lot of people that didn't. I'm saying, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to go in Baltimore and smack them in the mouth. And then
you should be talking to the guys in Vegas.
Doom and gloom.
You should be talking. No, we'll still be talking some doom and gloom because it'll only be 7-6.
Okay, then Baltimore will be 6-7.
Yeah, they will. That's right. Okay. Both teams look pretty mediocre to me.
But they're still on top of the division, right?
And then at the top of a very bad division. Yes. What?
This was supposed to be a rebuilding year.
For who?
Right? You know what I'm saying? And
a rebuilding year? They went out and signed about 18 old guys. What do you mean a rebuilding year?
They didn't want to look pathetic because they wanted to
Donnie, did you see this as a rebuilding year from the Steelers?
No. I mean, I don't think you...
You're bringing Aaron Rodgers to rebuild?
For $10 million? I mean, that's the bottom of the barrel price.
How about DK Metcalf for $150?
You got rid of him. You had to replace him with somebody.
Donnie.
You got rid of George. George is out there dropping stuff, putting his
up until last night. We appreciate the call, Eric. Up until last night, George Pickens across the board was one of the best wide receivers in football. People couldn't wait. Steelers fans couldn't wait for something like last night to happen. And I know we'll talk about it. And I'm not
Let's talk about it. It happened.
Yeah.
That's the guy that we came to know and maybe not love in Pittsburgh. That's the guy. And they've been waiting around for it to happen, and it happened. And it ain't going to get better from here. I can promise you that. My take on Pickens from the beginning. Well, not from the beginning. Once he started to do this in Dallas was, I still believe, and I argue with Pomp about it all the time, I still believe 100% or close to it, that it would have failed here because of him, and because even if he came back with a great attitude, which I think there's zero chance that happens, does Artie strike you as a guy who has an offense that can take advantage of two really good receivers?
No.
Strike me that way.
He can't take care of one.
So I don't think it would have worked here, and yet, and both can be true, in hindsight, I would have done it anyway, kept him. If I had known that Omar's best move was going to be Adam Thielen and MVS, I would have said, just take a chance on Pickens blowing up. Just keep him. That can be true. And a third thing can be true, that it's still, as it stands right now, one of the worst trades the Steelers ever made.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You analyze trades like Bautista to Toronto with the Pirates. You don't go back and say, well, you know, I don't think Bautista. No, you just look at the fact the guy hit a million home runs and the guy that the Pirates got was Robinson Diaz or whoever it was. It was a horrendous trade. So is this one. And Pickens is going to blow up there, too, and it started last night. That's all people are talking about, Donnie.
My issue the whole time was that they didn't have a plan to fill that void the moment he left. They had already had DK Metcalf. I understand that. But they put themselves in the exact same situation that they didn't in 2024. All they did was bring in a guy who they paid a lot of money to, who has been, to his credit, more mature about it when he doesn't get the football. I will credit DK Metcalf there. We haven't really heard a peep about him not being happy in that sense the entire season. George Pickens also, I don't rule out that he bounces right back with a big game for the Cowboys because he went to a place that is perfect for him. He went to a place where, you know, the owner, you know, is, you know, he always wants to be the headline, so George doesn't have to worry about that a ton. Now, a game like last night, he'll make headlines, surely. But he also has a quarterback that can throw the football better than, I don't know, I would say at least 25 of the guys in the league that start,
sure,
maybe more.
Sure. But you saw the guy last night, Donnie, that, and I think, I don't want to misquote, so I won't. I won't mention that person. But I will mention Max Starks and the things that he said on the Steeler Radio Network last year when he was on that network, unbelievably critical of Pickens. And other people would say, you just can't win with a guy like that. That's what I believe. And this story, he went into quitting mode last night on the day a story came out on ESPN that was supposed to be complimentary of him. I think Jeremy Fowler tried to make it a complimentary piece on George Pickens. And yet, within it, Dallas coach Schottenheimer has acknowledged that timeliness has been an issue for Pickens this season. And this was before last night's game. He did not elaborate, and multiple sources said Pickens has been fined for being late. Then they just brush it over and go to the next thing like this is normal.
Well, that happened here for how long? Because there was a wide receiver that was overwhelmingly great.
Yeah. Well, Pickens, too, was late for everything.
Yeah.
Like
it's just
this
the
is
offense
just
used to be good because it had a good quarterback that carried it.
Exactly. Dallas was not worried about any challenges Pickens' personality might present. One Cowboys source likened Pickens to Dez Bryant. How do those two sentences go together? They weren't worried, but they think he's the next Dez Bryant? This thing's going to blow up. It's going to blow up in Dallas, Donnie, I think. And last night was the first overt sign of it with George Pickens.
It probably will, and I don't know if Dallas, I don't, you know, I'm not going to say that I know for certain that Dallas will or will not be the team that ends up giving him big money this offseason. But I think there's at least a chance that he gets a bounce back opportunity, whereas here he had to almost go out of his way to have a huge game.
But he still put up pretty good numbers considering the offense and the quarterbacks he had.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, for sure, considering the offenses and QBs. But in Dallas, I think there's a real chance that next week, I don't even know who they play next week, that he has, I don't know, 8 grabs for 125 and a touchdown.
Is somebody out there going to pay him $25, $30 million a season?
There's one team that comes to mind that would do something like that.
The Raiders?
Yes.
How did I think of them? Well, they're crazy, is what I would say. They're crazy.
That's their forte.
Because as the old saying goes, once somebody shows you who they are, believe them, right? Believe them.
They have been the team all along, though, that I have circled. Like, who's going to give George Pickens that big money deal? The Las Vegas Raiders. That's
maybe
my
he'll
pick.
Arrive on a hot, was it a hot air balloon that Mr. Big Chest went there with? I think it was, Donnie.
Like the end of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I think it was. Hold on a second. Talk more about Pickens. Go ahead. I need to look up this hot air balloon.
I mean, I think that there's at least a chance that he gets approached by either Brian Schottenheimer or Dak Prescott. And before things get too late for them, because they're still very much in the playoff picture in the NFC.
Yeah.
And they know how explosive that offense can be. He's a couple of days removed from 6-for-88 against the Chiefs. He had 9-for-146 against the Eagles.
Like, he's an unbelievable talent, and he let him down last night at the biggest moment of the season. That's who you get when you get that guy.
And
that's who you get.
So now there's more on the shoulders of the quarterback to, hey, I mean, we got to get this guy mentally checked in for the last four games.
End of
story.
Right.
But to Dak's credit, he's a quarterback that I think could do it, because if he says, George, I'll get you 8-for-125 next week, he believes him. If he hears that from Mitch Trubisky, I don't think he does.
Donnie, the headline from July 26, 2019. Antonio Brown arrives for Raiders camp via hot air balloon. And there's an unbelievable video. It does look like the last scene of The Wizard of Oz. And here's the lead from Napa, California. You ready? Antonio Brown kicked off his first training camp as a member of the Oakland Raiders with a hot air balloon ride over wine country at dawn on Friday. Raiders coach John Gruden shrugged. Is he okay? That's all I want to know, Gruden cracked. I expect a lot more drama from number 84. I really do. Little did he know. Little did he know that he wasn't okay. I think he already had frozen feet, did he not?
Don't worry, John. That drama's coming down the road.
Donnie, you know what that reflects to me, too? That was, what, 6 years ago? That 10 years, which we're going on here, well, technically 9, without the Steelers even coming close to winning a playoff game, is several lifetimes in pro football. That was only 6 years ago. I forgot John Gruden was the coach, and Antonio Brown arrives as their next star.
And they were still in Oakland.
Yes. We're talking going on 9 and 10 years without coming close, without anybody realistically believing you were going to win any of those playoff games once the ball was kicked off.
And I think Derek Carr was coming off a near MVP caliber season before
they were
the
best
hurt.
Of buddies. Remember? Remember that? They were the best of friends.
You do make a great point, because that feels so long ago.
Yes. Now go back. Now go back 3 more years. Yeah, 3 more years, and you get your Steelers
last
playoff win.
Think about how much different your life was in January of 2017. They're kneeling the football down to beat the Chiefs.
Ugh. I mean, here's the other one I always go to. Vince Lombardi, famous coach, would you say?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
There's a trophy named after him. He fashioned his entire legend in 10 years of coaching. 10. We're going on 10 here.
How about John Madden?
John Madden, 9, I think. Jimmy Johnson, George Allen, Hall of Fame, 10 years. This guy's going on 10 years without even being competitive, really, in a playoff game. That's pretty amazing stuff. And I think the national media, to some degree anyway, is finally catching on. I mean, when the last people in your corner are Ian Rapoport and Rex Ryan, it's probably not a good corner to be in, Donnie, right? You probably don't have a great case anymore.
Yeah, and the thing that they're holding on to is just the fact that they don't want to acknowledge things like roster construction.
Right.
Or, you know, the fact that, well, you know, I'm not a fan of the Steelers. I'm a fan of, like I don't know. Like I think Mike Greenberg's bad at this because he's a fan of the Jets.
Right.
And it's very
easy. At least they're not the Jets.
It's very easy for Jets fans to say, hey, you Steelers fans are spoiled. You should be happy that you're always in the mix. You're always right. in the hunt. You're always right. in that graphic going into week 18. You could have it way worse. Sure. But we're not in the same expectation level here. Okay.
Then again,
a Jets season over 500 is like they won the Super Bowl, and a Steelers season where they just get over 500 is starting to feel like they should have lost them all anyway.
Did I mention that the worst six teams in the NFL right now have lost 30 combined games in a row? The Titans, Giants, Saints, Raiders, Browns, and Commanders, and that all but one of them have won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers, Donnie?
You have.
Yes, I have. So I don't want to hear from those people about, hey, at least you're not the Titans. Well, the Titans have actually made a playoff run since the last time the Steelers were competitive in a playoff game. I don't want to be the Giants. Brian Daboll won a playoff game there several years more recently than Mike Tomlin's won. I don't want to be the Saints. They've won playoff games. The Steelers haven't in the last 8 or 9 years. I don't want to be the Browns. Well, I don't blame you for not wanting to be the Browns. But they did win a playoff game more recently than the Steelers, with their coach not even in the state.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.